drummer Phil Haynes hitting the wide strum there with a little jazz grass from his new album called Free Country. Very interesting album. And it took me a little bit to get into it. I must admit that it was just sort of, not that I have anything against country or bluegrass or whatever, but tying that in with what were some very interesting improvisational moments there that are clearly in the jazz mode took a little bit. But interesting. I'm sure you'll hear more of that in the weeks to come. But there you go. Phil Haynes, very prolific drummer and very interesting stuff he does. I've played some amazing stuff from him. He's very, very challenging at times and a really neat drummer. And that has slipped us into the second hour of our program. It's 11:03. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm Keith Black. Well, moving back to Australia again now, I mentioned at the outset that there were a couple of saxophonists that whose albums came out a week or so ago from Down Under. This is the second of them. Jeremy Rose is a saxophonist and composer as well, and his new album is called Infinity 2. Now, I haven't heard Infinity 1. I imagine there was one, but this is Infinity 2. And his band has with him Novak Manayokovic on keys, and he was on the last Australian album I played, Tully Ryan on drums, and Ben Carey on modular synthesizer, as well as Rose on saxophones. It's very interesting stuff again, and the Australian jazz world life has been very vibrant, and not a lot of its music gets frequently heard in North America, at least not this part of North America, although anytime I'm able to capture some of the new stuff from down there, it is always interesting. So here is Jeremy Rose from Infinity 2. I'm going to play three tracks. First one is called Full Moon, and then Futures, and then something, I don't know if this refers to an actual event or not, but it's called The Great Wave off Kanagawa. Here is Jeremy Rose. Thank you. Some very interesting sort of introspective music on that album. That saxophonist Jeremy Rose from Australia, from his brand new album called Infinity 2. A very different mood than the other Australian saxophonist that I played earlier on, but fascinating just the same. And you'll hear more of those. And again, I want to thank Mo Hoag for turning me on to these two guys and expanding my relatively modest understanding of Australian jazz. I do have some faves down there. Sandy Evans, who is the sort of queen of the whole Australian jazz scene. I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing her right in this studio when she was in Winnipeg a number of years ago. And not only a charming person, but an incredible musician as well. So the Australian jazz scene is really very, very exciting. Jeremy Rose there. And it is now 11:18. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm about to go into my historical segment today, so that's why I wanted to make sure you knew that, because it's going to be a half hour or so until you hear my voice again once I get going. I mentioned that I'm working on a tribute to drummer Jack DeJohnette, who died last week and whose career is quite extraordinary. The man was a true icon, and but trying to encapsulate at least some of the aspects of his career is taking me longer than I thought it was. So it'll be next week by the time I get anything like organized on it. So for today, I let my mind go from last week's historical segment with Carmen McRae doing a wonderful job on her Carmen Sings Monk with Thelonious Monk tunes with great lyrics. And so I'm going to play Thelonious Monk from his classic album from 1967 called Straight No Chaser. And it is really a very fine album, one of his classic albums, with obviously Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. It has a couple of long. I'm playing probably tracks that are maybe a little less known. The first one is Locomotive, and then I'm playing, well, the next one is the title track, Straight No Chaser, and it's not unknown, but I'm playing the extended version of this, which goes 10 minutes or so. And then the third track I'm going to play is called Japanese Folk Song, and it is a Japanese song based on Kojo no Tsuki, apparently, but it was a Japanese song, and it was incorrectly noted in the original release. That's all by the by, but the little bit of trivia you might like is that this track can be heard in the 2016 American movie La La Land, if you remember that one, about a jazz musician, as a matter of fact. And the main character is trying to memorize and play this track. Good luck to him on that. So here, my historical segment today from the classic album Straight No Chaser. Here is Thelonious Monk. Thank you. Japanese folk song there with an extended version from Thelonious Monk's classic album Straight No Chaser. My historical segment today, haven't played Monk for, or at least not to any extent, for a long time, so I'm sort of glad that I came up with that today. And there's so much of Monk, and if you aren't familiar with his playing or his library of work, you should check it out. It's he is a unique talent, and had some amazing influences on the jazz world. Thelonious Monk there, Straight No Chaser. And it's getting on towards lunchtime for many people, I'm sure. But in the meantime, you can chew on this.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And interesting that it would be Robin giving you that message today. Earlier on, when I played Free Country with Phil Haynes, calling it jazz grass and the bluegrass influence, when Robin was here at CKUW, as well as being program manager, she did a great bluegrass program called Hit the Wide Strum, Pal, which is why I quoted it earlier on in the show. So, Robin, I'm sure you weren't listening today, but you might have liked that, you know, some sort of jazz bluegrass type stuff. Anyhow, thanks for the message. Moving on to something now. I've talked about crossover and crossover into country, crossover into rock, hip-hop, whatever. The jazz world is invading all the other genres with great effect. But one of the ones that is not all that new, but that is still a very active one, is the symphonic jazz element. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from an album that I just purely love. Came out a couple of years ago with Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset, who has released some very interesting and fine albums with his